We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Man, I tell you what. My girl Laura threw some numbers at me yesterday that I had to check. Because you never know with numbers that people throw at you these days. I was like, damn. She's right. Man. Everybody is in the variant freakout right now. Look, man, I have been preaching the vaccine from day one. So don't give me this crap that I'm going far right on you. It's ridiculous. I have had no problem wearing a mask. Do what I'm told in that regard. I'm not going to raise a stink about silliness. I get it. However, comma, folks, we got 700 cases a day in Pennsylvania. They got 21,000 a day in Florida. Look, we have more people dying in Pittsburgh from shootings right now than COVID. And I don't know whether to tell you that's good or bad, but it's true. And Laura threw some numbers at me yesterday. I said, whoa, I've been on vacation, haven't had the chance, and she was right. And she writes a fabulous column that I have posted, Death by Numbers. I tell you what, it's astounding and spot on. And it opened my eyes because let me read the headline, Death by Numbers. More people killed one another than COVID did last week. Bam. Truth hurts, man. I got to drag Laura in here. From Pretty-Political. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good, Marty. You keep saying I'm right. I'm going to stay on here all day and just listen to it over and over again.
It's actually a couple of things. It's enlightening and it's disturbing, quite frankly. And it, I think our eye has been taken off the target it needs to be focused on. We're ignoring this crazy homicide number and we're obsessing on the variant. Drill down on it for us, please, my friend.
But last week, we had 380 COVID deaths in the U.S. out of 300 plus million. 430 people were shot to death. You want to tell me which pandemic we're in? Is it a pandemic of the virus or is it a pandemic of violence? It's going on and we're ignoring it. And there were many of us, Marty, and you know I was saying this from the beginning when we saw the riots starting, when we saw the demonizing of the police begin, that we were going to enter into a different phase here. And I hate to break it to people. We are there. There is a 60% increase in gun sales last year. Who do you think is buying those? And why do you think they're buying them? To protect themselves. So what do we do now? What do we do? If the goal has always been to save lives, which lives are mattering? Because I can't go into Giant Eagle again and buy some meat without a mask, but I can go to the south side of Pittsburgh to have a drink and get shot. And I'd have a highly, statistically, I am more likely to get shot than I am to catch COVID.
And die.
And are we going to discuss it? And die. And I forget about the shoot. 1,000 were killed this year already by being shot. I'm not including the stabbings. I'm not including the beatings, the other violent deaths. we're just talking about shooting, because it's actually hard to find all of those statistics to add up the numbers. But the true numbers are we are killing each other at a higher rate than this virus is. The goal with COVID was never zero deaths. 230 deaths per 330 million people in this country. Are we looking at the percentages there? But what we are doing is breeding in people a hopelessness and a lack of vision for the future, when we have already bred in them a lack of education, no fathers in the home, no morals. And then we add on top of it with the pandemic, no accountability. The police are bad. We breed hate. We shake all this and we explode it. And we don't know this is going to happen.
Laura Burkett, her column is spot on. Death by numbers. More people killed one another than COVID did last week. By the way, these aren't made up pie in the sky fake news numbers. These are CDC numbers, right?
Absolutely. I check my sources left and right. And quite frankly, Marty, as I was looking it up, it almost shocked me. Because if you watch the television, I want the tickers back. There were the tickers and we are counting cases. But we need to be counting deaths. And if life is what matters to us, if life is what matters most, why are we not counting how many people are murdering each other each day as a result of everything that's going on?
So if your boy, my boy, Billy Sawyer, who we both know and love, writes, more people died in car crashes. What's the point? Different subjects. I disagree. A car crash is an accident. Someone picks a gun up, walks over and shoots someone in the face. That ain't no accident. The 100% increase in shootings in Pittsburgh, the 80% increase in homicides, ain't no accident. The 40%+ increase in every major city in America in homicides ain't no accident. It's something we can manage. And everybody said, to hell with it. Let the shooting begin.
Oh, it's a bunch of bull, and Billy knows it. He watched all of it go down with the riots and everything else and the police. It all plays in together. You take people, you lock them up, you give them no vision for the future, you infuse hate into them, stir, release them on society. There is no accident that the violent crimes have increased due to this pandemic. I can't even mentally play that game with people anymore. When people were predicting this as it began, we said suicides would go up. We said drug overdoses would go up. We said violent crimes would go up.
It's true.
We predicted it and then it happened. How much more proof do people need?
But now we're obsessing, and I mean obsessing, over a variant that doesn't have taken any root here in Pittsburgh. That we have hundreds of thousands of people that are vaccinated and safe, and now we're in the COVID freakout, and no one is fixing the homicide freakout. No one.
No, and that's the terrifying part, because that's where both of you, or including me, could go down a rabbit hole that we don't need to go down on asking why. But people need to start speaking up about the true pandemic right now is the violence. The true pandemic now is that the result of these lockdowns, the result of telling our kids, you know, these 20-somethings feel like there is no hope for their future. What happens when there's no hope for your future? I know that when I was younger, what kept me in line, what kept me in check before my conscience cleared in, was my father would beat the living crap out of me if I did something wrong. There were consequences for my actions. We have told kids there are no consequences for their actions, right? By bailing people out, letting them destroy things and say it was fine. And we have told people that there is no hope for their future. That's what kept me in line. Geez, if I fail this test, I don't get into college. What do you think you are psychologically doing to an entire youth by telling them two things? There is no hope for your future and there are no consequences.
Actually kind of startling. Laura, spot on. Pretty-Political. Check her out. Last week, that's actually wild. 380 COVID deaths. 430 homicides last week, man, in America. 915 shooting incidents, 1,007 wounded in the same time frame. Man, So no BS here, man. No hyperbole. No whacked out talk host fake news. This is the truth. To Laura's point, and let's grab her, you could argue and maybe win that argument that if we just play numbers, my friend, we would better protect people by giving them bulletproof vests than masks to protect them from COVID, right? Could you argue that?
I could absolutely argue it. If saving lives is what we're looking to do, then we need to hand out bulletproof vests. If this is the path that we want to go down and we want to look at the truest numbers, more people are killing one another than COVID is killing last week. This is the true pandemic that's going on right now is homicide. And again, argue that I'm wrong because it keeps going up. It started last year. It started with the shutdowns. We saw these increases and people started rumbling and warning, hey, this is happening. This is happening. There is no denying now. It is happening. And it has to start being talked about in perspective with the virus. If more people are killing one another than the virus is, then where are the protective measures there?
Right.
Where are they at?
And you could argue, as you said, that as I enter the South Side, they should hand me a bulletproof vest, right? You could argue that.
You could, or you could argue what stay inside, stay safe, right?
Right.
You could go for lockdowns. Don't go to the South Side anymore. Lock it all down. I mean, you're more likely to get shot there than you are COVID. So is that what we're going to do? Is that what we're going to do in NOLA? Are we going to tell people don't go to travel to New Orleans anymore? They just had a mass shooting there. How about the people rolling up in broad daylight on scooters or mopeds shooting people in New York City?
Two homicides in Homewood in 2 days. I was just there yesterday with the wonderful people of Homewood. What do we tell them?
Well, stay inside, stay safe. Do we follow the same protocols? Do they lock themselves in their houses? Do we give them bulletproof vests to only leave and say, hey, you are being completely selfish by leaving your home? You could add up to another death by leaving because you could get shot. Where do we want it to end with that? If the true goal is to save lives and we're going to do everything prophylactically, right? Put on a mask, put on a vest.
Right.
We're not going to address root causes, everybody's favorite term. But what frightens me about this most is we're just not really going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Delta, Delta, Delta.
Yeah.
And we're not going to talk about the violence. I mean, you do see little things, gun violence surges and this surges. But for some reason, people don't think, you know what they think, Marty? Not in my neighborhood.
But no, I love you, but I think you're wrong here. What they've done now is they've armed up. As you suggested, and the numbers don't lie, 8 to 10 million new gun owners. It's an insane, can't get ammo, can't get guns. Folks have said, to hell with the cops, I got to protect my home. They're freaked out now. Don't give me a vest.
Well, of course.
I ain't wearing a mask. I'm going to sit in my house with a gun. Bam.
And if they sit in their house with a gun, right now they are just sitting in their homes with guns, Marty. A lot of people went and lined up, got their concealed carry, armed themselves during all of that chaos, because a lot of them were thinking, and I know a lot of people that did it, a lot of people that did that, first-time gun owners that went and did it, the mentality was, is if it ever comes to my front porch, I'm going to be protected. Those were not people going out looking for trouble.
No, I agree.
But so what I'm concerned about, right, is this has to progress. If we don't do anything to stop it, we can view it through the same lens that we view a virus, right?
Right.
If we're not doing anything to stop it, it's going to continue to spread. What happens when those two worlds collide? When you have the suburban people that say, hey, leave me alone. I now have a gun. You come to my neighborhood. You come to my front porch. We've got a problem. And the people that are continuously getting more and more brazen, saying, I can roll up on a scooter in broad daylight and shoot people. When those two worlds collide, is that when we fix it?
Laura,
because that's when it gets bad.
We're going to have to leave it at that. It's brilliant stuff. Thanks, my friend.
See you later, Marty.
Pretty dash political. Check out her column on my Get Marty page right now. To imagine I'd be saying this, more deaths by homicide last week. More deaths by homicide last week than COVID deaths. Fascinating.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.